From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Fighting in Syria continued on several fronts ahead of the latest ceasefire reached by the U.S. and Russia in talks in Geneva. Clashes, including airstrikes, were reported around Aleppo and the capital, Damascus. Combat is supposed to end at sundown later today for 48 hours and might be extended to a week. Analyst David Lesh of Trinity University in Texas calls the ceasefire a step in the right direction, but he sees obstacles ahead.
Just getting this plan for cessation of hostilities to start by tomorrow is going to be quite difficult. We saw how difficult it was despite limited success of the cessation of hostilities back in February. And it's hard to initiate it. It's hard to maintain it without any sort of apparent mechanism to ensure compliance on either side.
Lesh said the opposition is fragmented, making an immediate halt in fighting difficult. He also questions how rebel factions not covered by the truce are intermingled with other groups and can be separated. Then he said there is the trust factor between the United States and Russia. Kenyan police say three women dressed in Muslim garb attacked a police station in Mombasa before being shot dead. Patterson Maiello, the county police commander, said they entered the station with a false complaint about a stolen mobile phone.
While the officers were questioning them about the particulars of place where the phones were stolen, one of them immediately drew a knife, whereas the other one threw a petrol bomb.
He said the station briefly caught fire. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Kenyon has suffered a number of attacks from Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. South Korea's defense ministry warned today that North Korea could conduct another nuclear test at any time. The latest test happened on Friday, and some experts believe Pyongyang now has armed short-range missile capability or will have it soon. Troy Stangerone of the Korea Economic Institute tells VOA it is highly probable.
I think practically speaking, we know that their short-range ballistic missiles, the things that could hit, for example, Tokyo, perhaps Seoul, most likely those would be able to be armed. The real question is, you know, how well they've done the miniaturization side of it, but most likely they could probably take and do that at this point, which is disconcerting because this means that, you know, they do now most likely have an actual usable nuclear weapon.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un considers nuclear weapons tools of survival for his regime. Police in France have thwarted a possible terror attack in Paris over the weekend by arresting a 15-year-old boy suspected of preparing what they called an imminent violent action. Catherine Field in Paris has more on the teenager.
He had apparently been in contact with a French jihadist in the Middle East, a 29-year-old Frenchman who's known to have been directing operations from Iraq and Syria with attacks that are carried out here in France. Now, this 15-and-a-half-year-old boy had apparently been in touch with him using an instant messaging service.
Teenager's arrest after police had moved in on what the Paris prosecutor says was a group of female commandos arrested after an aborted attack at the Notre Dame Cathedral, plus another possible attack. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls says nearly 15,000 people in France are being tracked because they're suspected of being involved somehow or another in radicalization. Early results from Croatia's parliamentary elections show the Conservative Democratic Union likely to win the most seats, but not enough to rule on its own, setting up another coalition government. Americans paused and reflected on Sunday as the nation marked the 15th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks that left thousands dead. There were somber ceremonies from New York to Pennsylvania to the Pentagon, where they held against the backdrop of presidential race in which national security is a prominent theme. Both major presidential candidates attended the New York ceremony. Hillary Clinton was there but had to leave. She became ill. Her doctors say that she has pneumonia, but that she is recovering, in his words, nicely. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.